Amid widespread concern at the state of the health of the Great Barrier Reef and its surrounding waters, proposals to allow dredging for the expansion of Queensland coal ports are alarming environmental groups and scientists alike. Graham Backhouse has more.
On or by Friday, the 13th of December, the Minister for the Environment, Mr. Greg Hunt, must decide if a proposal for the expansion of the Abbott Point coal facility can proceed. The expansion requires extensive dredging and proposes dumping dredge spoil into the reef. Approval is also being sought for other coal port developments as major new coal projects come online in central Queensland. It is against this background that Greenpeace launched its Save the Reef campaign today in Brisbane. Campaigners will join the Greenpeace vessel Esperanza and sail through the reef to Townsville to highlight the state of the reef and the threats posed by the expansion of coal port facilities. I spoke to Louise Matheson, who is Queensland Campaign Manager for Greenpeace Australia. Louise, can you tell me about the voyage of the Greenpeace vessel Esperanza through the Great Barrier Reef?
The Esperanza has just arrived in Brisbane. We're having two open days for the public here, and then we are sailing up the Great Barrier Reef coast to Townsville. We're doing a fact-finding mission to produce an updated report for the World Heritage Committee about the state of development of coal and gas port facilities along the Great Barrier Reef coast. We're really alarmed about the string of developments that are planned because they will involve dredging of the seabed, dumping the mud in the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park. They will bring thousands more ships through the reef every year.
Ms. Matheson outlines the concerns Greenpeace has about proposals to expand coal export facilities. Minister for the Environment, the Federal Minister for the Environment, Mr. Hunt, recently rejected a proposal for dredging in the Gladstone Harbour area. How confident are you that the referrals and the proposals for dredging and the expansion of ports will be carefully examined by the Department of Environment and the Minister?
Encouraged that Minister Hunt said he didn't want to see the dumping of dredge spoil in the marine park at Gladstone, but he has not ruled out the dredging of new shipping channels. So it's still unclear which way the new minister is going to go in protecting the Great Barrier Reef. Will he put the interests of the thousands of tourism jobs that rely on the reef first, or will he let the coal industry have its way to do this dredging and have thousands more ships coming into the Great Barrier Reef? The decision Greg Hunt has to make next week is whether to approve another 5 million tonnes of dredging at Abbott Point in North Queensland to make Abbott Point the world's biggest coal export facility. We're calling on Mr. Hunt to look closely at the science, to listen to the voices of fishermen, of tourism operators, of the local community who do not want to see this dredging go ahead.
She says the reef is already under threat for other reasons and feels that it may not cope with the expansion of coal exporting facilities. Does Greenpeace believe that industries and ports can coexist and the environment still be protected?
The number of port expansions planned for the Great Barrier Reef coast is really alarming. We don't think, given that the Great Barrier Reef is already facing huge threats from water pollution, from crown of thorns starfish and from climate change, we are worried that it can't cope with these extra pressures from industrial development.
There is a high level of interest in Minister Hunt's decision on the Abbott Point port expansion, not only in Australia, but also in the international community.